Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors, Science, and Nature. Hey, this show today is for boogie boarders, surfboarders, body surfers, and I guess anyone who just loves getting in the ocean and having some fun with waves. And as Gabby and I talk, because last summer in the ocean just having a great time, and all of a sudden the wave, bang, knocks us down. And by the way, I got knocked down, and it wasn't, you know, we were probably knee height on her. And little gal, we get up, coughing, spitting up water. And my saying was, if you get knocked down by a wave, you get right back up. And that's what life is all about. So we've used that adage many times when something else happens out there. But for those of you that love the ocean, realize that. So today's show is about, well, we're going to talk a little bit about the science behind a wave. You're going, wait, I just want to get on my surfboard. But if you understand the science behind waves, you'll be able to get out there and be safe out there. So let's take a look at two parts of a wave. The crest, which is the highest point, and the trough, which is the lowest point. And well, what does that really mean? What it really means is this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, think about this. The wave height is the vertical distance between the crest and the trough. So just think about like whatever the water level is, and you get a wave that goes up above it, that's the crest. Whatever goes below it, that's the trough. And you're going, so what's the big deal? For any of you that have been out in the ocean and you see a wave coming, you just duck your head down, all of a sudden you just feel your head going bye bye and getting knocked around. Well, you just got hit with, because remember this, the whole wave is crest to trough. So you need to understand what that piece of the puzzle is. And then the next thing is the wave length. That's the horizontal distance from crest to crest or trough to trough, because they're equal. So you go, well, what does that mean? So you see a wave, and then there's another wave. Well, are they coming real fast? Is the wavelength really high, or is it really? So we need to understand that piece of the puzzle too. And I'm going to give you a great example right now, because I have gotten knocked around by the ocean a few times in my life. So one time, and I'm going to turn back the clocks. You could just see all the waves going in your room right now. Turn back the clocks. In college, at Rutgers, bunch of my family friends are down at the shore, a bunch of college students. I happen to be the big-time soccer player, or so I thought in my own mind. And it's rare that I was able to just to get out and go play. So I get out and go down the shore, play for a little bit, and they're all there. And it was just after a massive storm. And this is way before we had flags by lifeguards and all this. So, you know, they were letting people go in the ocean if they had some type of like raft or tube or something. And everyone at the beach is just watching somebody trying to get out in the ocean and these big old waves crashing on shore. And they were just getting thrashed, bang, 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 bang. And no one could get out and get past the waves. Well, me, sometimes my science mind gets me in trouble. So I'm watching these waves and I'm thinking crest and trough, wavelength, wave height. See, the things I'm talking to you about. And I'm going, I can get past these waves and I could ride one of these waves. So some guy comes in with a big old inner tube and I go, hey, can I borrow that? And he's like, go ahead, dude, kill yourself, man. And my, you know, little, that's all my little surfer terminology there. So I take the tube and after a wave comes in and crashes, I pick up the tube and I just throw it straight up in the air and I dive all the way to the bottom of the ocean. So I am under the trough and I pop back up. And here comes another wave, and I just take the tube and I throw it straight up in the air so it's going over the crest, and I dive all the way to the bottom so I'm below the trough. And I keep doing this bang, 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 and all of a sudden, I am now past where all the waves are breaking. And I get up on this tube, and I am now going to paddle, and I'm going to ride this wave in, and I'm going to be the king of the beach. Because, hey, we'll get to boogie boarders and surfboarders and body surfers later on. But here I am. And I am paddling, and I look, and everyone on the beach is looking at me because I am the king. Well, I am paddling, And all of a sudden I get picked up by a big old wave, crash, brings me all the way up top, and I'm riding it in, and everyone on the beach, and you're cheering, and they're going, look at Joey. And remember I said, the waves were breaking on shore. So this wave picks me up, bang, and drills me directly into the ground right in front of everyone. And I have like sand impaled all over my body. And I joke, and I have said this at other stories and other podcast shows. It was like playing connect the dots on my body with the sand that was impaled. And everyone's cheering, and I'm getting up, and I'm waving. And I'm going to tell you that that hurts. So I'm also going to let you know that sometimes science can be, I don't know, detrimental to your life, I guess. So, well, where do these waves break? And let's try to figure that out. You see that when the trough intersects with the ocean floor, so then we can figure out, okay, what does the sea floor look like? Because when the trough hits, you hear the word breakers, the wavelength, it gets pushed and it goes higher right there, and that's where the waves are breaking. So now let's talk about, okay, I'm going to show up today. I want to know a little bit about the waves that are out there, and hey, is it great for boogie boarding, surfboarding, body surfing? So let's go. The first thing I want to do is check tide charts, and you can go online to do that, and all the local surf shops have that as well. Well, when I get there, I'm going to look at the lifeguard flag, and I'm going to look for wind direction, because I'm going to tell you right now, wind direction is going to help you decide whether it's a good day to get out there with a board. So, and you want to check this a few times per day. So we want to see what direction the wind is blowing from. And remember this, winds are named from the direction they come from. So that's important. So you get an east wind, because again, by the way, I am an east coaster. So for those of you that are west coasters, you might want to just flip all this knowledge the other way. Well, east coast. If you have an east wind, winds are coming from the east, the seas are choppy and it pushes the wave over. So you would say, wow, wind's coming from the east. That should be a great wind. No. It's blowing the top of the wave over, so it's not. Winds from the west, these are the best waves. It's from a land breeze. It holds the wave up a little longer, and it makes that tube because we're trying to get into it. On the East Coast, no, we're not getting that tube that's in Hawaii, but hey, we're getting a tube on there. Well, we typically don't get winds out of the north when we're out there surfing. If it's a northeast, these are very big waves. Nor'easter, remember, it's a very sloppy surf. Sometimes because the winds just keep changing and changing and changing, and there's no pattern or rhythm to the waves. You must be experienced to get out and surf in these. And sometimes we call it the washing machine effect, and that's what the waves breaking and the trough hitting on the bottom and all that. So as I'm describing all that, and it's funny, while I'm in the studio today, I am recording, and it is very late winter, because sometimes we record months and months and months in advance. And it's very late winter, and there's a nor'easter going on outside right now, except it is snowing out as we're speaking. So here I am. I've got this thought, and that's probably why I had this like winter thought going to summer thoughts in the studio, because I'm going, all right. And again, I plan for all my topics and my notes and all this, and I'm going, what can I speak about today? And I might be trapped inside until I have to get out the snowplow later on, but I trapped inside. I'm going, all right, so we should talk about it, what the nor'easter going on. Now, there's bigger waves in the late summer because of the storms, because of low pressure as it comes up the coast, you get these huge swells. They come in sets of threes or fours. Usually the last in the set is the largest. Now, as you're coming, and again, you've heard the word sandbars, and this is where seagulls go to get a drink. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so you got sandbars. Well, if there's a sandbar, that means some sand is lifted up. So that means the trough is going to be hitting there. So you now know where the waves are going to break. And typically just before it, so as you're going out, and you probably have all done this, you're walking out in the ocean and the water's getting deeper, deeper, deeper. And then it gets shallow because you're on a sandbar, and then you walk past it and it gets deeper again. You end up on another sandbar. And so you can now figure out, well, where are the waves going to break? So that's one of the things. So sandbars will help you locate where those waves are going to break. Now watch this. On the East Coast, we have a beach I'm babbling because I'm excited about it. We have a beach replenishment program. And after the storms, they beat up the coast. The government comes in and they actually rebuild the beaches. Well, this tends to sometimes take away some of the sandbars, take away those deep troughs, all that. And while they're doing this, it sort of ruins it for a little bit of surfing. There is a mayor in one of the towns who will not allow the beach replenishment program in his town because he wants big waves because he is a surfer. How cool is that? So now, the best time to surf is at low tide. You see, high tide, as I explained in my story as I was getting thrashed, the waves break on shore. So the best surfing is 3 hours before the low tide, and 3 hours after the low tide. So you want to paddle to the hole and get out past the breakers. That's the key thing. So one of the, again, this is a fun little fact too. For those of you that are going, all right, well, I'm not a surfer, boogie boarder, body surfer, but I just like to get out in the ocean. And if you ever notice that you set your towel up, you go into the ocean, you're swimming around, and all of a sudden you come out of the ocean, you look and you're going, oh, where'd the people go? And all of a sudden you've moved. And that's because the waves don't come straight like east-west, because waves are always being blown because they come from the direction they're blowing in. So they typically come at angles. So that's why you're going, well, where'd my blanket go? Well, you're going to realize that you're going to get these little cuts because it's never going to be a perfect east-west wind, you know, whatever the direction is. And that's why that happens. And the most important thing is, if you get knocked down by a wave, what do? You get right back up. And let me say this. Anytime in your life you get knocked down by a wave, you get right back up. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.